Bu Amerika Ovozi Radiosi. Washington'da saat 11, Toshkentda 20:00. Dunyo xabarlari.
Xalqaro jarayonlar.
Markaziy Osiyo hayoti.
O'zbekistondagi bugungi vaziyat.
Tahliliy suhbatlar.
Siyosiy, ijtimoiy mavzudagi qizg'in munozaralar.
Sizni qiziqtirgan va aynan siz uchun tayyorlangan keng qamrovli dasturlar.
Bularning hammasi Amerika ovozi radiosida.
Assalomu alaykum aziz tinglovchilar. Studiyada men Javdat Sayhon. Eshitirishimiz hatbir sunniy yo'ldosh orqali efirga uzatilyapti. Toshkent vaqti bilan 22:00 da takror tinglashingiz mumkin. Bishkekda kech soat 11 da Almas FM radiosida, Afg'onistonda esa 19:30 da Samangan shahrida Sharvand FM 8708 to'lqinida ham havo mavjlaridamiz. Bugungi dasturimizda
missiyamiz aniq. Dunyo bo'ylab diniy erkinlik qay darajada va qay ahvolda ekanini o'rganamiz va xulosaga asoslanib Amerika hukumatiga tavsiyalar beramiz. Davlatlar orasidagi rishtalar va hamkorlik qay tusda ketayotgani, o'zaro manfaatlar va kelishuvlardan qat'iy nazar diniy erkinlik masalasini oldinga qo'yamiz.
So we really play this important role where we're not letting religious freedom get pushed aside for other reasons.
Tafsilotlar dasturimiz davomida.
Amerika ovozi xolis, tezkor va ishonchli axborot manbai.
Amerika ovozi Washington. Hukumatlar diniy erkinlikni buzayotgani yoki unga to'siq qo'yayotgani uchun jazolanishi kerak. Bu davlatlarning Amerika bilan oldi-berdisi qanday ekanligidan qat'iy nazar, deydi AQSh xalqaro diniy erkinlik bo'yicha komissiyasi raisi o'rinbosari Nadin Mayanze. Hamkorimiz Navbahor Imomova u bilan yaqinda uchrashdi.
It's very interesting. Each time we talk to someone,
Mayanze xonim, biz har safar komissiya a'zolari bilan gaplashganimizda missiya haqida so'raymiz. Umuman olganda bir xil narsa eshitamiz. Lekin a'zolar ulardan nima kutilishini turlicha tushuntirishadi. Sizdan ham bir eshitaylik. AQSh tashqi siyosatida qanday rol o'ynaysiz?
The reason we were created and the mandate we have is so important and I see it play out all the time, especially if you look at world events right now. So
missiyamiz aniq. Dunyo bo'ylab diniy erkinlik qay darajada va qay ahvolda ekanini o'rganamiz va xulosaga asoslanib Amerika hukumatiga tavsiyalar beramiz. Davlatlar orasidagi rishtalar va hamkorlik qay tusda ketayotgani, o'zaro manfaatlar va kelishuvlardan qat'iy nazar diniy erkinlik masalasini oldinga qo'yamiz.
So we really play this important role where we're not letting religious freedom get pushed aside for other reasons because it's such a core part and making it a core part of our foreign policy.
Strategik, geosiyosiy omillardan qat'iy nazar demak.
Despite what's happening strategically, geopolitically,
right.
You want
we call a space.
Ha, biz bor gapni aytamiz. Ahvol qanday bo'lsa shuni eslatib turamiz. Xuddi shunday. Hukumatlar diniy erkinlikni buzayotgani, unga to'siq qo'yayotgani uchun jazolanishi kerak. Bu davlatlarning Amerika bilan oldi-berdisi qanday ekanidan qat'iy nazar. Sizga o'xshagan komissiyalar boshqa davlatlarda ham bormi? Ishlaysizmi ular bilan?
We partner with a lot of NGOs and a lot of governments that are willing.
Yo'q, biz nohukumat tashkilotlar bilan ishlaymiz. Lekin zimmasiga aynan biznikiga o'xshagan vazifa yuklangan organlar yo'q.
So the Europeans don't have it.
You know, they have envoys.
Yevropada ham yo'qmi hatto?
You know, send out somebody kind of like the State Department has.
Yevropa davlatlarida elchilar bor, maxsus vakillar. U bizda ham bor, davlat departamentida.
What is the difference between what ambassador?
Ha, maxsus elchi Sam Brownback. Uning faoliyati siznikidan nimasi bilan farq qiladi?
Now it's really completely different. So he's actually an ex officio member of the commission, so he does join us from time to time.
Farqi shundaki, u bu masalaga davlatma-davlat aloqalariga asoslangan holda yondashadi. U ma'muriyatning odami. Siyosatni amalga oshirishda diniy erkinlik hisobga olinishini ta'minlaydi. Biz unga ham maslahat beramiz, ko'rishib gaplashib turamiz. Brownback bir paytlar bizning komissiyamiz a'zosi bo'lgan.
is to move them towards offering freedom, and then they can start seeing the benefits of that in their own country.
Siz Washingtonda qonunchilar va mutasaddilar bilan ishlaysiz.
Right, we do events as well. We brief them, we brief their staff. We also do special events or special reports like about religious freedom and women or education.
Ha, briefinglar o'tkazib, ularni hozirgi paytda qay jamiyatda e'tiqod huquqlari qanchalik buzilayotgani, Amerika hukumatı bu borada nima qila olishi mumkinligi, choralar va yordam xususida gaplashamiz. Yaqindan boshlab saytimizda maxsus ro'yxat bor. Unda diniy sababdan o'ldirilgan yoki nobud bo'lgan insonlar haqida axborot berib boramiz. Jamoatchilik ham bizga bu borada informatsiya berishi mumkin.
So you can go to this one website, look up people, learn more about who's in jail because of their religion.
We know that your reports are read widely. We know that because we've been covering the issue so for a long time.
Bilamiz, hisobotlaringiz keng o'qiladi, lekin tavsiyalarga har doim ham amal qilinmaydi. Tavsiyalaringiz amalga oshirilishi uchun nima qila olasiz? Qanday ta'sir vositalariga egasiz?
It's really the policy makers who are making the call at the end of the day, as far as we know. So
yeah, no, there are some countries that want to get off all of our lists. There are some countries like Uzbekistan that's trying to get off our lists.
Muloqot eng muhim vosita. Bizdan ijobiy baho olishni istagan davlatlar bor. Ular bilan ishlaymiz. Masalan, O'zbekiston hukumatı. Ular alohida xavotirga molik davlat bo'lishni, e'tiqod erkinligi sistematik toptaladigan jamiyat sifatida qaralishni istamaydi. Lekin Shimoliy Koreya singari davlatlar ham bor. Ular vaziyatni tuzatishni xohlamaydi. Aksincha, bizdan past baho olgani bilan maqtanadi. Biz hukumatimizga ularga nisbatan chora ko'ring deymiz. Rossiyada masalan, kim diniy huquqlarini buzayotgan bo'lsa, sanksiya qo'yishni tavsiya qilamiz. E'tiqod erkinligi tomon yo'l ochmayotgan davlatlarning Amerika bilan hamkorligi cheklanishi kerak.
How often
komissiyadan tez-tez maslahat so'rab turishadimi? Aynan kim?
I think pretty regularly our staff is constantly in relationship with
doimiy ravishda so'rashadi. Davlat departamenti, mudofa vazirligi va boshqa organlar bilan muntazam gaplashamiz.
So there's a lot of interaction, so it's a pretty regular thing.
And you have these, annual reports that a lot of people read as
hisobotlaringiz chiqishidan oldin ularni Amerika hukumatı a'zolari ko'radimi?
We sometimes do get recommendations, we do sometimes share.
Bilasizmi, biz ularga ayrim qismlarini ko'rsatib, qo'shimcha ma'lumotlar so'rashimiz, ularning pozitsiyasi haqida savollar berishimiz mumkin. Lekin hisobotlarga ular qo'l tekkiza olmaydi. Biz mustaqilmiz. Ma'lumotlar, xulosalar, tavsiyalar barchasi faqat komissiyaniki. Sentyabr oyida O'zbekistonda bo'ldingiz. Uchrashuvlar samarali kechgani haqida eshitdik. O'zbekistonda bugun ahvol qanday? Umuman olganda vaziyat ancha yaxshilandi deb hisobot berdingiz. Hukumat ham shunday dedi. Lekin siyosatda salmoqli o'zgarish bo'ldimi? Amerika hukumatı nazarida bo'lgan, lekin ular yuqorida qayd etganimizdek boshqa manfaatlarni ham hisobga olgan holda shunday xulosa qilmoqda.
There was this period of time where there was great progress. It was very exciting, and the government engaged with UN Rapporteur for Religion and Belief, Ahmed Shahid, and put together this...
Shunday. Bilasiz, o'tgan davrda shunday bosqich bo'ldiki, unda O'zbekiston hukumatı Birlashgan Millatlar Tashkilotining diniy erkinliklar bo'yicha maxsus vakili bilan yaqindan ishlab, birga yangicha yondashuv reja tuzib chiqdi. Buni ko'rgan Davlat departamenti O'zbekistonni qora ro'yxatdan olishga qaror qildi. Respublika bu ro'yxatda turishi kerak deb biz tavsiya qilgan edik. Biz O'zbekistonda vaziyat yaxshilandi deyish uchun real asos topolmaganimizdan shoshmadik. Biz O'zbekistonda ahvol sal yaxshilandi deya uning maqomini o'zgartirishni maslahat berdik. Ochig'i, biz O'zbekiston bu ro'yxatdan umuman chiqib ketishini istaymiz. Biroq buning uchun yetarlicha o'zgarish qilinishi kerak va ular nazarimizda hali bo'lmadi. Diniy erkinlik kengaysa, O'zbekiston bundan faqat manfaat ko'radi, ayniqsa iqtisodiy. Biz shunday deb hisoblaymiz. 1998-yilda qabul qilingan qonun o'zgarishi kerak. O'zgarmas ekan, O'zbekistonda e'tiqod erkinligi bor deya olmaymiz.
1998 law on freedom of conscience and religious organizations that they promised to amend and really they haven't.
Kimlar bilan bu borada gaplashdingiz Toshkentda?
So we're able to meet with Senator Safayev, and you know he's been a great
senator Safoyev va boshqalar bilan. Safoyevning roli va xizmati muhim va uni qadrlaymiz. Diniy idora vakillari va ulamolar bilan ham muloqot qildik. Diniy tashkilotlar va guruhlarning ro'yxatdan o'tishi O'zbekistonda nihoyatda qiyin. Adliya vazirligi, ombudsman idorasi va muftiy hamda uning boshqaruvidagi idora bilan gaplashdik. Farg'ona viloyatida bo'ldik. Mahalliy sharoit bilan tanishdik. Bundan juda mamnunmiz va O'zbekiston ochilayotganini ijobiy baholaymiz. Biroq diniy erkinlik bo'yicha ildamroq harakat qilish kerak. Dastur va rejalar qog'ozda qolib ketmoqda.
Wonderful and was helpful in helping us understand even how it plays out locally. And so we had good meetings and we appreciated that they were willing to dialogue with us. But we know there's still a little bit of a reluctance to move as quickly as I think they were hoping to move initially when they made all these guarantees.
And I'm sure you've been watching the way
Hukumat dinga nisbatan siyosatiga yaqinda biroz aniqlik kiritgandik. Hijobga qarshi ekanini ochiq bildirdi. Hijob emas, ro'molga ruxsat beramiz deyishdi. Ha, borganimizda hijob degan so'zni eshitmadim. O'zbekiston hukumati hijob yoki soqolga qarshi qonunlar yo'q. Ularni man etmaganmiz deb kelar edi. Lekin mana yaqindan beri musulmonlar idorasi, prezident Mirziyoyev ham hijob O'zbekistonga xos kiyim emas. O'zbekiston ayollari ro'mol o'raydi. Bunga qarshilik yo'q deya ta'kidlamoqda. Diniy erkinlik haqida gap ketganda bahslar asosan bosh o'rash va soqol qo'yish singari omillar atrofida aylanadi. Siz O'zbekiston hukumati bilan bu borada qanchalik gaplashasiz?
How much time do you spend discussing beards and hijabs with the Uzbek government? Because the conversation, general debate in Uzbekistan evolves around those two issues right now when it comes to religious freedom.
Right. We were I know we've worked a lot on spoken out a lot about the hijabs and the right that people should have to practice their faith, and that's a part of their faith. And so to expect
biz hijobga qarshilik haqida o'z noroziligimizni azaldan aytib kelamiz va bu borada ancha gaplashganmiz. Qizlarga hijob kiyib ilm dargohiga borishni man etish huquqni buzishdir. Soqol qo'yganlarga ta'ziqlar haqida ham eshitib turamiz va yaqinda yuz bergan noxush hollardan keyin javobgarlarga nisbatan chora ko'rilganini eshitib buni olqishladik. Keyin yana eshitdik, soqolni majburan oldirib tashlash hollari davom etayotgan ekan. Bu ishlar O'zbekiston o'zi uchun belgilab olgan yangi yo'ldan ketmayotganini anglatadi.
So we're very concerned about why this is happening and how it's inconsistent, completely inconsistent with the roadmap and with the promise that they're going to move towards religious freedom.
O'zbekiston hukumati va mintaqadagi boshqa tuzumlar sizga asosan uch nazar bilan qaraydi. Biriga ko'ra, siz Amerikacha pozitsiyani olg'a surasiz va bu davlatlarning tarixi, siyosiy, ijtimoiy kelib chiqishiga befarqsiz. Siz ularni tushunmay aql o'rgatasiz. Yana bir tanqidchiki, siz vaziyatni oq va qora ranglarda ko'rasiz. Tavsiyalaringiz mamlakatlardagi real tahdidlarni hisobga olmaydi. Uchinchi bir qarash shuki, siz aslida nasroniylar jamoasi bo'lib, asosiy maqsadingiz ularning qadriyatlari va manfaatlarini targ'ib qilishdir. Sizga ham har holda bu borada aytishar. Nima deb javob berasiz?
We're really careful that we use Article 18 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to be the bar, the standard. Everyone should have the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and belief. So, you know, we're not coming to a country.
Asossiz deymiz. Inson huquqlari umumjahon deklaratsiyasining 18-chi moddasi biz uchun hamma narsadan ustun. Asosiy tamoyil mana shu modda, ya'ni vijdon va e'tiqod erkinligi. Bular umum bashari. Biz hech bir davlatga borib ularga bizga o'xshang, Amerikadagi yo'l tuting, bizning bosh qomusimizdan o'rnak oling demaymiz. Biz ularga xalqaro qonunlar va me'yorlarni eslatamiz. Masalan, O'zbekistonda diniy tashkilot sifatida ro'yxatdan o'tish uchun 11 bosqichdan o'tish kerak. Bu normal hol emas xalqaro maydonda.
Registration is far higher than the international standard. So we really do look at an international standard and how we assess countries. In terms of us being a Christian
Bizga nasroniylar kengashi deb qaraydiganlarga kelsak, o'tgan 1-2 yildagi faoliyatimizni kuzatsangiz, masalan, nasroniylar haqida deyarli hech narsa demaganmiz. Yaqin Sharqda nasroniylar hayoti xavf ostida qolganida albatta ogohlantirdik, xavotir bildirdik. Lekin bizning diqqatimiz Xitoyda uyg'urlar ezilayotganida, Myanmada rohinjalar azoblanayotganida. Bu musulmonlarning inson huquqlari oyoq osti qilinmoqda. Dunyoda huquqi eng toptalgan guruhlar bular.
The year before it was the Rohingyas, and it wasn't because they were Muslims, it was because it literally was the worst human rights, religious freedom violations in the world. So I think our work speaks for ourselves, and I'm pretty proud of the work we're doing in Central Asia. I mean, I think most of our
Markaziy Osiyoda biz asosan musulmonlar manfaati uchun gapirib kelamiz. Eronda bahaylarning huquqlari buzilayotganini kuzatamiz. Nasroniylar ogoh va faol ekani ma'lum. Lekin bizning komissiyamiz aynan ularning foydasi uchun ishlaydi deyish o'rinsiz. Unday emas. Faoliyatimiz aslida barchaning diniy huquqlarini himoya qilishga qaratilgan.
Sometimes the Christian, when we're calling out who's getting persecuted, it seems like they're kind of on every country's list, so they get mentioned a lot, but I certainly don't think that our work at all is biased.
And Mayanza xonim, komissiyada musulmonlar
ham bor. Right now we don't have a Muslim member. But we do have a Hindu.
Aynan hozir yo'q, lekin o'tmishda bo'lgan. Hozir hindu a'zo bor, budist a'zo bor, yahudiylar bo'lgan. Komissiyaga har qanday din vakili tayinlanishi mumkin.
In Uzbekistan specifically, I have heard, you know, in my own conversations with the officials that
O'zbekistonda xususan rasmiylar orasida sizning komissiyangiz haqida turli qarashlar mavjud. Ular sizga nasroniy guruh deb qaraydi. Ular sizni noxolis taraf deb biladi. Sizni nasroniylikni, missionerlarni targ'ib qilayotgan tomon deb biladi. Masalan, sentyabrda Toshkent viloyatidagi nasroniy jamoalar bilan uchrashganingizni ham ular shunday talqin qildi. Ya'ni ular nazarida siz nasroniylikni yoymoqchisiz.
We know that you went to Tashkent region to met some of the members of the Christian community. So
we probably had more meetings with the Muslim community than the Christian community in Uzbekistan, and we also really advocated for more of the
Biz aslida musulmonlar bilan ko'proq uchrashdik. Asosiy vaqtimiz musulmonlar bilan o'tdi. Biz nasroniylar haqida gapirganimizda O'zbekistonda bu guruhlar ro'yxatdan o'tkazilsin deya undaymiz. Missionerlikka kelsak, bu faqat nasroniylar bilan cheklanmaydi. Missionerlik, diniy targ'ibot hamma e'tiqodlarga tegishli. Bu qonunga qarshi ish emas. Islom masalan, keng targ'ib qilinadigan e'tiqod. Missionerlik haqida gap ketganda barcha dinlar targ'iboti nazarda tutiladi.
Again, you know, I want to know more about your conversations with the Uzbek officials, because especially the state security service and others.
Siz O'zbekiston rasmiylari bilan muloqotdasiz va biz bu muloqotlar haqida ko'proq bilishni istaymiz. Davlat xavfsizlik xizmati bilamizki, nasroniy jamoalarni va boshqa guruhlarni o'ziga xos tahdid deb biladi. Chunki bu to'dalar ular nazarida ijtimoiy siyosiy beqarorlikka yetaklashi mumkin. Ular asosan musulmonlardan iborat jamiyatga yot odatlar, fikr va g'oyalarni olib kirmoqda deyishadi. Siz bunday xavotirlar yangraganda nima deysiz?
How do you have these conversations? How hard it is for you to, yeah, I guess, to find the common, you know?
Well, what's interesting to me, because in most of the countries we visit, our focus is really the religious minorities.
Bilasizmi, ko'plab jamiyatlarda biz ozchilikdagi guruhlardan xavotirdamiz. Chunki hukumat ularni ezayotgan bo'ladi. O'zbekistonda esa va umuman Markaziy Osiyoda ko'pchilik bilan bog'liq muammolar talay. Biz bu mintaqada asosan musulmonlarga bosimdan xavotirdamiz.
And so we really, like I said, advocate a lot for the Muslim community in Uzbekistan, and we really felt like from our government meetings that there was some fear of, you know, a couple times we heard we don't want to be, you know, Afghanistan.
Hukumatlar bilan gaplashganimizda ularga asosan shu haqda aytamiz. Afg'oniston bilan chegaradosh ekanliklarni eslatishadi. Ekstremizm xavotiri yangraydi. Mutassiblikning oldini olishga harakat qilishayotganini aytishadi.
Is really clamping down, making it difficult for people to practice their faith is much more dangerous than having an open society where people can practice their faith openly. And you know, as for we were interacting with Muslim leaders, with Muslim groups, and you know, we didn't pick up any.
Lekin diniy erkinlik ekstremizmga yetaklamaydi. ekstremizmning ildizi buning aksiga borib taqaladi. Ya'ni odamlarning e'tiqodini ezish va kuchli bosim bilan yashirin faoliyatlarga majburlash. O'zbekistonda bizga hech kim, xususan rasmiylar va taqvodorlar ozchilikdagi guruhlardan nolimadi. O'zbekistonda etnik va diniy ziddiyatlarni kuzatmaymiz. O'zbekiston tolerant muhit sizningcha.
Right. And so there is no risk for the government to allow Jehovah's Witnesses for instance to practice their faith.
Shunday va shu bois ham ayrim nasroniy guruhlarni, jumladan Yehova shohidlarini ro'yxatga olishdan qo'rqmaslik kerak. Ular tahdid emas. Lekin rasmiylar bu guruhlar kengayib bormoqda va bu xavfli deyshsa-chi? Nasroniylikka kirganlar g'alati odamlar, atrofdagilar ulardan qo'rqib boshlaydi, xavotirga tushadi. Mahallalarda o'ziga xos vahima bor, ulardan degan gaplarni ham eshitamiz.
Communities are afraid. The mahallas, you know, are worried about these things. Yeah, we that's totally unfounded. We didn't really get that kind of feedback from the government.
Bizning nazarimizda bu asossiz xavotir. Hukumatdan biz bu borada eshitmadik. Bir narsaga urg'u bermoqchiman. Taqvodor fuqarolar qay dinda bo'lmasin, namunali fuqarolar bo'ladi. Axloqli, qonunlarni e'zozlaydigan, jamiyat uchun qayg'uradigan odamlar. Dindorlarni ezish, taqvodor bo'lgani uchun kimdandir qo'rqish va unga tazyiq o'tkazish hech bir jamiyatda hech qachon yaxshilikka yetaklamagan.
And I think they would find that the more they allowed people to practice their faith, what they're going to find is a freedom, lack of tension. And that actually is going to encourage economic growth. That they're not going to see the things that they're afraid of. But there is this like history in this part of the world of clamping down on religion that is really benefiting no one.
What is that, you know, where is that line between, let's say, promoting...
Mayanza xonim, siz, ya'ni sizning komissiyangiz, diniy erkinlik himoyachisimi yoki din targ'ibotchisi? Bularning orasidagi farqni qanday tushunasiz va chegara siz uchun qayerda?
Right. Well, I think you know, for us I think having an even playing field.
Biz biror dinni boshqalaridan ustun qo'ymaymiz. E'tiqod erkinligi uzviy, umumbashariy huquq. Inson xohlagan dinga ishonishga va ishonmaslikka haqli. Xohlasa dindor bo'lsin, xohlamasa bo'lmasin. Uni buning uchun jazolay olmaysiz va izo olmaysiz.
But certainly treating them all equally, that everyone has a right to follow their religion or not religion if they choose to not believe. I think that people should have the right either way to be religious or not to be religious.
You study the environment of so many different.
Siz hukumatdan tashqari nohukumat doiralar bilan ham muloqotdasiz. Shuningdek, diniy doiralar bilan.
You know, workable recommendations.
Ularga nisbatan ishonchingiz nimaga asoslanadi? Kim siz uchun ishonchli manba?
And civil society.
We met with a lot of activists, a lot of organizations, Christians, Muslims, different faiths.
How do you determine their credibility? Like, who are credible sources for you?
Yeah, so we do work with our embassy that lives in the country.
Biz hammani eshitamiz. Ma'lumotlarni to'plab, o'zimiz tekshiruv o'tkazib, tahlil qilib, keyin o'z ekspertlarimiz yordamida xulosa qilamiz. Bizga kelgan informatsiyaning hammasiga ham ishonch bilan qaramaymiz. Mustaqil tekshiramiz.
About the information that we get, that we report, and we do make sure that it's credible. And we get a lot of information we don't report because we can't unless we can make sure that it's credible, we're very careful to keep it out of our reports.
I mean, for the longest time from the countries of Central Asia, because we do read these reports.
Forum 18 tashkiloti siz eng ko'p tayanadigan manba. Hisobotlaringizda ulardan ko'p ma'lumotlar keltirasiz. Markaziy Osiyoda diniy erkinlik hozir qanchalik yoritiladi sizningcha? Va bu borada progress bormi?
Region improved in terms of reporting on religious freedom.
I think so. We certainly are getting better information out.
Bor, bizningcha. E'tiqod va diniy erkinlik bilan bog'liq masalalarni tahlil qilayotgan fuqarolar, xususan blogerlar bugun ko'proq va umuman bu boradagi muammolar haqida ochiq gapira oladiganlar hozir anchagina. O'zbekistonda masalan oldingi silish bo'ldi, lekin hozirga kelib yana susaygan. Ochilishda davom etish kerak. Tashkilotning ro'yxatdan o'tmagan deya taqvodorlarni jazolash adolatdan emas. 1998-yilda chiqqan qonun o'zgarishi kerak. Siyosiy va diniy mahbuslar hali ham juda ko'p. Aniq raqamlarni bilmaymiz, lekin mahbuslar orasida dindor ekani uchungina o'tirganlar talay. Prezident Mirziyoyev ko'plarni ozod etdi. Bu katta ijobiy qadam. Jasliq yopilmoqda. Bu ham progress. O'zbekiston hukumatı din va e'tiqodga nisbatan ham siyosiy islohotlar qilish rejasini tuzib chiqqan. Buni bilamiz. Shuni endi amalga oshirishga undayapmiz.
When we see these positive things, it encourages us to think, well, if they just move a little bit more and they make these changes to the laws they promised to make, they follow that roadmap, we would love to take them off our list. But we can't unless we actually see those things happen.
Alohida xavotirga molik davlat deya tamg'alashdan nima foyda? Bir tomondan AQSh hukumatining o'zi bu tamg'ani chetga surib, O'zbekiston, Tojikiston va boshqa davlatlar bilan strategik maqsadlarda hamkormiz deya tavsiyalaringizga ko'z yumadi. Ikkinchidan esa, siz alohida xavotirga molik deb qayd etayotgan mamlakatlarda hukumatlar sizga qarshi. Foydali jihati sezilmaydi bu tamg'alashning.
Well, I think it's a way of really in some ways rewarding the countries that are doing it right. Separating them from the countries that aren't doing it right, because it's, you know, so many of these countries are insular. They don't understand that their practices are not the international norms.
Biz dini erkinlik bobida kim oldinda, kim orqada ekanini tahlil qilib, eng namunali va eng xavotirli jamiyatlarni ko'rsatamiz. Ahvol qayerda qanchalik yomon ekanini eslatib turamiz. Hukumatlar bilishi kerak. Siz diniy erkinlik borasida xalqaro normalarni buzayapsiz. Xalqingiz boshqalarga qaraganda kamroq huquqqa ega. Biz faqat uyaltirmaymiz, balki vaziyatni tuzatish yo'lida tavsiyalar beramiz. Mana O'zbekiston bizning qora ro'yxatdan chiqishni xohlayapti-ku. Shu yo'lda harakat qilyapti-ku. Vaziyat haqiqatdan yaxshilansa, butunlay chiqaramiz.
And as we've seen with Uzbekistan moving from a CPC to a watch list, by just showing progress, you know, and if they actually follow through with their progress, they could get off the watch list.
Turkmaniston va Tojikistonda vaziyat yomonlashmoqda deb kelasiz.
You know, some countries are less interested in dialoguing than others. So there are some countries.
Ha, shunday. Ularda O'zbekistondagi singari o'zgarish, vaziyatni yaxshilash uchun iroda yo'q. Dunyoda shunday rahbariyatlar borki, ular hatto qora ro'yxatda ekani bilan faxrlanadi. Chunki vaziyatni tuzatishdan manfaat ko'rmaydi. Ular xalqqa o'tkazayotgan zulmi bilan faxrlanadi. Lekin boshqalar xalqaro maydonda ishonch va hurmat qozonishga, savdo va biznes sohasida oldinga siljishga harakat qilib, farovonlik tomon qadam tashlamoqda. Diniy erkinlik bu boradagi muhim talablardan biri ekanini tushunishadi.
Get in a position where they're getting off our list so that they'll be able to better enjoy the things that will really help make their country prosperous.
In our conversations again with the officials, we don't see much recognition of what you're saying, that, you know,
Mayanza xonim, diniy erkinlik darajasi iqtisodiy jihatdan jiddiy omil emas degan tushuncha ham keng tarqalgan. Ya'ni, tizimga nisbatan chet ellik sarmoyador ishonchini xalqning qanchalik dindor ekani belgilamaydi deyishadi. Bunga nima deysiz?
Or how promising it is financially for foreign investors.
Yeah, no, we've absolutely seen countries, if you look at the CPC countries, most of them have pretty depressed economies. And even ones like China that seem to be an economic
Bizning qora ro'yxatimizdagi birorta davlatda iqtisodiy vaziyat yaxshi emas. Hatto Xitoyda ham degan bo'lardim. Xitoyning iqtisodiy qudrati oddiy xitoyliklarning kundalik hayotini yaxshilab qo'ygan deya olmaymiz. Elitaning hayoti yaxshi, chunki boylik ularda. Xalq uzviy erkinliklardan mahrum va turmush ham shunga yarasha.
There's definitely benefits to not being called out for your religious freedom violations.
Qo'shma Shtatlarning hozirgi vitse-prezidenti va davlat kotibi dindor odamlar. Buning sizga foydasi bormi? Ishingizni osonlashtiradimi bu?
You know, they I mean, you've seen the prioritization of religious freedom with this administration. So there's no doubt that their commitment to their faith
Ha, ular dindor va diniy erkinlik targ'ibotiga jiddiy yondashmoqda. Maxsus elchimiz Sam Brownback qattiq ishlamoqda va aytganimdek, biz ayrimlar o'ylaganidek faqat nasroniylar manfaati uchun ishlayotganimiz yo'q. Biz barcha dinlar va ularning vakillari uchun sharoit yaxshilansin deymiz. Xitoyda uyg'urlarning, musulmon aholining ahvoli og'ir. Ular uchun qayg'uramiz va gapiramiz. Myanmadagi musulmonlar uchun qayg'uramiz va ular uchun gapiramiz.
Shu bilan dasturimizga yakun yasaymiz. Aziz radio tinglovchilar, xabar lavhalarimizni internetda amerikaovozi.com sahifasi orqali ham kuzatib borishingiz mumkin. Ertaga bizni shu to'lqinda Toshkent vaqti bilan kech soat 8 da tinglashni unutmang. Amerika ovozi radiosining Washingtondagi studiyasida men Javdat Sayhon. Xayr, salomat bo'ling.
This program has come to you from the Voice of America, Washington.